Hello and welcome back to the Audio DDD with Rib D, the show where we talk a daf lesson a day in a few minutes your way. We're talking Shabbos 111, we're talking different knots. These are the knots for which one is liable, the camel driver's knot and the sailor's knot. Just as one is liable for tying them, so is one liable for untying them. Rib Meir says, any knot that one can untie with one of his hands, one is not liable for it. The idea here is talking about the knots of our life, the knots of our existence. What can be seen as the knot? What can be seen as the tying, the connection, as the keshura between ourselves and our lives, the lives of the world to come? That is that of Torah. That is that of mitzvos. That is that of chesed. When we have a life full of Torah, when we have a life full of chesed, when we have a life full of mitzvos, we can make sure that we have the proper knots and the strong knots in our life. If there's a loose knot in our life, if there's a loose thread in our life, the knot, the string, the cord will not be able to stay attached. It will not be able to stay properly connected. It will not be able to stay properly tied. A house has to be full of Torah, has to be full of chesed and mitzvot, has to have a foundation of Torah, mitzvot, and chesed to be able to have the proper knots and the proper strings attached. We want to make sure that we're all attached to each other, our spouses, our families, our friends, and it should be through the cord, through the knot of Torah, through the knot of a Torah way of life, through chesed and mitzvot, thinking how we could be selfless oriented, thinking how we could always help others, how we could have a mindset to think of others first before ourselves, and chesed of course, and mitzvos of course starts at the home, but it really goes further. There's a knot and there's a cord that attaches you to your spouse and your kids, and then there's a deeper, further knot and a net that attaches you to your family, and then to your in-laws' family, and to your cousins, and beyond, and so forth, and friends, and we're all connected. Kol Yisrael Arevim Zeh Lazeh. All of us are connected one to another. All of us are liable for one to another. We're all connected. We're all tied to each other. And those knots should be those that are through Torah, Chesed, and Mitzvos. And we should make sure that we're all connected in the right way with strong ties, strong knots, especially through the foundation of Torah. So make sure your life is connected through the strength of a proper knot of Torah. As the Gemara talks about, it has to be a good knot. And it has to be done or undone to be the right way, will be the one that will be liable. Because in our own lives, we have to make sure that we're liable to live a Torah lifestyle through the proper knots with the Torah, chesed, and mitzvos as our anchor to bring us all connected to one another and to bring us to the life of the world to come. Join us next time as we talk Shabbos 112 here on the Audio DDD with Reb T.